Why, hello, hello. This is Israel Johnson, your life coach. I'm coming to you today with episode 10 of our inauguration season of podcasting. First of all, I want to say thank you for making us the number one podcast in less than 2 weeks. In less than 2 weeks, our podcast is being picked up by over 7 podcast stations because of the positive content and the effectiveness of views. Number two, we will, episode 11, we will be having Miss Danielle from California join us for part 3 of relationships as she switches the dimension of her teaching, speaking about vanity and the self-esteem of women today. It should be exciting. We shall be posting that in a few days from this broadcast here. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Israel Johnson, Life Coaching. And the Word of God tells us that seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added unto you. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't even know what the kingdom is. Unfortunately, a lot of individuals have not been taught the structure of the kingdom. So I want to revisit some foundational principles so that you can build with me. First and foremost, God introduced himself as a king to the Hebrews in the book of Exodus. He introduced his covenant name as Yahweh or Yahuwah in the book of Exodus to the Hebrews. It was a sacred name that they were to call him by because he was in covenant with them. Second, he began to give them what's known in modern day terms as the Torah, or in Hebrew terms, the instructions, or in kingdom terms, he began to give them a constitution of how they were to live their lives and govern their community or their kingdom. This is very important because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a king. When the disciples came to Jesus and they asked him, teach us to pray. And Jesus says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven. I'm giving you this quick snapshot just to try to transform your thought pattern that you have been reading the Bible from an emotional perspective, and it has been causing you a great deal of failure in your life. The Bible, or the book, is a kingdom book. It is a book to teach you that God is a king, and he wrote a constitution that man should live by in the earth, that we would be able to model how things are done in heaven and produce that in the earth, and be blessed as he is. For those of you who are taking classes in the Kingdom Academy, Jerusalem, you have been taught thoroughly that you are a king, a prophet, and a priest. The moment that is taught to any man or woman, and they grab a hold of that teaching, they change. They think differently. They move differently. They move according to the way that they were supposed to move when Adam was first created. Now, I'm taking a moment to give you the foundation principles before I go back into the teaching, and you begin to understand that what I have been teaching on in the kingdom is kingdom principles or laws. In that constitution in which God gave the Hebrews, there were laws. Laws that simply said, according to Deuteronomy 28, if you keep these laws and these statutes, you shall be blessed. If you refuse them, you shall be cursed. And Jesus said, before my word pass away, heaven and earth will pass away. And Jesus also said, think not that I've come to destroy the law. Oh, he said, oh, no, I came to fulfill it. I'm going to be talking to you about 3 laws of how Christ came and fulfilled the law without you having to reap the repercussions of it. Because God cannot change what has come out of his mouth. The word of God lets us know that the word of God shall not return to him void, but it shall perform the thing which it is intended to perform. So let's get into it. The three laws that I'm going to be talking to you today about is that when Christ came, he introduced us to the law of grace, the law of mercy, and the law of truth. For you are saved by grace. What is the law of grace, life coach? Write this down. This is life changing. As I open up the portal in the realm of the spirit to give you divine revelation. The law of grace is your ability to recognize that you have authority and power over time and space. The law of grace says you can call those things that are not as if they were. Your rent is due on the first. They give you to the fifth or to the seventh to pay it. That's called grace period. That means though the judgment should have happened on the first, they give you what's called grace. In other words, they operate in authority over time. You go to work and you're trying to learn how to do your job. And you constantly make mistakes. So your boss gives you space to learn, or gives you grace to learn, gives you space to make mistakes so that you can grow. When Christ died on the cross, he gave us the authority over time and space. By grace, you are saved. You were supposed to be judged. I was supposed to be judged. But because of the blood of Jesus, isn't this good? We have grace. The Bible tells us to come to the throne of grace with boldness and make our request known. Why is this particular throne surrounded with grace? Because you have authority over time and space. God is not on the mercy seat right now, which we will talk about. And he's not on the judgment seat. See, there's three seats in heaven. There's grace, mercy, and judgment. Grace is space and time to get it right. Grace is your ability to call things that are not as if they were. Let me give you an example. The law of affirmation. I am already made whole in my body. Ooh. I am already debt free. I am already married. I'm calling those things that are not as if they were. Affirmation, I am in love with the right person. You see the law of affirmation and grace working together? I am beautifully made in Christ Jesus. I am blessed beyond measure because of the blood that was shed on the cross. Somebody say, you broke. You're single. No, I'm going to practice the law of affirmation. I am a married woman and I have a God-fearing husband. That's the law of affirmation. The law of grace says, I have authority over time and grace. This is good. I feel even as I am teaching this, the mind is being set free. And by the way, everything that I'm teaching you in this podcast is in the Kingdom Academy, Jerusalem. Mercy. Write this down. Mercy is the law of empathy. Your ability to relate to how someone else feels before you tell them the truth. I didn't say you're not going to tell them the truth, but the truth is more effective when it's dipped in mercy. When you can see things from another person's perspective and feel what they feel, then you're operating in mercy. You know, the Bible says that he was touched with our infirmities and that he was tempted in all ways that man is tempted. Jesus Christ can relate to you. Therefore, his mercy extends to thousands of generations. He was touched by your infirmity. He was wounded for our transgressions. And by his stripes, we are healed. Because of the law of mercy, you are blessed. Let me give you a caveat and a disclaimer. These teachings are for kingdom children. These are the three keys in which Christ taught and what you call the New Testament that balance out the Torah and made a way for you and I to be redeemed. Next, Christ introduced us to truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the full manifestation of God's glory. He said, if God is walking the earth, Emmanuel, God, if God himself walks the earth, listen, he would do everything exactly the way I'm doing it. That's a powerful revelation for those who want to walk in their Godship. Once again, that is taught in the Jerusalem Academy. What is truth, life coach? Write it down. I told you three laws. My podcasts are 15 minutes or less. Truth is anything that God has spoken. And for the context of this message, what God has spoken, we have books of what God has spoken. Truth is anything that God has spoken because it governs all worlds, all universes. The same principle applies. For example, you shall reap what you sow. If that is true in the earth, it's true in Mars too, Pluto, and all of the other planets and universe that we don't know about. They're not doing anything in Russia or Australia or Africa or South America that they don't have to pay the consequences and price of violating spiritual laws. There's only one truth, and that is the word of God, the word of Yahweh, the word of Yahuwah, the word of the Father. It's heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word won't pass away. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You shall know the word of God. And when you know and understand that word, you are going to be, you're being set free right now. You can't listen to this podcast and not be released from indoctrination. The chains are coming off of your emotions and your heart and your mind. The more you listen to kingdom teaching, the more you get set free from religion and church. The penalty for violating the law, the Torah of God, is death. So God had to make a way of escape for man because he says, well, I can't change who I am. But there is no remission of sins without the shedding of blood. Now watch this. All of this is happening according to a constitution and a kingdom from a king. You got to catch that. All of this is happening according to the protocol in which God gave the Hebrews that must be followed forever and ever. The only way for God to reestablish man as a God, as a king, as a prophet, as a priest, is through the shedding of blood. Therefore, he sent his truth in the form of flesh to die on the cross and be resurrected the third day and usher in grace, mercy, and truth. My name is Israel Johnson. I hope that you have enjoyed this snippet of true kingdom teaching that is going to revolutionize your walk with God. Play it again.